all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Sebelius won't testify before Congress this week because she has a scheduling conflict, a gala in Boston.
She's got scheduling conflicts. It turns out it's a party up in Boston.
Why won't she come? I mean, can you subpoena her?
The secretary tying for John Stewart.
It may come a point where, in fact, she will have to resign, largely because she no longer has the credibility to do the job.
Run away! Run away!
Run away and take Obama with you, okay? Did you see this video? Those of you who missed the video preview of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, you will be very keenly interested in this. And it's funny, I just noticed that Mike Adams, the health ranger, I'm not surprised by this, but he saw it pretty much the same way I saw it as well. We tend to have that kind of similar vision, having trained over the years. Don't do this at home. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Careful.
Yes.
Barack Obama on the Rose Garden steps, ladies and gentlemen behind him, including one young lady who's pregnant and evidently a type 1 diabetic. Don't ask her how she got there because it's going to be caused by vaccines and all the things modern medicine does. But she is kind of passing out behind him, you know, couldn't stand up long enough. Now, if we assume, listen to this, if we assume that this really happened, it was an organic event, not staged, not for, you know, effect of, oh, my gosh, Obama leans back and tries to save her and then says, it's okay, I've got you, or I've got you, it's okay.
Right.
If we assume it's real, then I have to go into the dream state. Bear with me a while.
Oh.
Are you trying to wake me up, Superdog?
Yeah, wake up. That was the official Obamacare dog there trying to get your attention.
Woof, woof. I go down to sleep and I say, okay, if I woke up from this dream, right? I'm serious. What are you laughing at? This is not funny. It's serious. If I was sleeping and I had a dream and I saw Obama in the Rose Garden speaking and talking about Obamacare, how wonderful it is despite the collapse before it even begins of the Obamacare.gov or healthcare.gov, and there's a woman, young lady who with type 1 diabetes and pregnant standing up behind her and she faints and he turns around and says, oh, I've got you, it's okay. I would basically begin to the interpretation as the waking dream is like, okay, the perception that we want to come away with is that Obama is our daddy, he's our doctor, he's you know, the savior again. This concept of government as savior is playing out before our very eyes. Now, I happen to believe, I have no evidence of this, just my perception, that this was somehow a staged event. Now, obviously, the whole thing's a stage event. We know that on that level. But to have this woman set up right behind him, type 1 diabetic, pregnant, kind of getting woozy. It looks like she's doing, you know, the exercises to get ready for birth as she's doing that kind of thing. You saw that? And how did he know, as I'm listening to the videos, like, how did he know to turn around right then to kind of catch her? I'm suspicious of this. You can call me if you want and tell me I'm off my rocker on this. But I think that they don't want to waste any visual ability to send a message into the subconscious of the sleeping American sheeple that Obama's got you covered. And Obamacare is going to be the greatest thing ever. Just bear with us. We've got our best and brightest on it. Why you had not the best and brightest on it already? Of course, another question. And Superdome, we got in Natural News, of course, Mike talking about the hope and change aspect of the Obamacare.gov or healthcare.gov, if you will. Completely ineffectual, not working, and then they're, you know, he's basically going, no, but you can call people. We've got guides to get you through this. Like, you know, call your
navigators.
Spirit guide. Your navigators.
Navigators,
like,
they call them, yeah.
Your Native American spirit guide is waiting. Just check your totem. Call 1-800-TOTEM-OBAMACARE, and you'll get your spirit guide. And they'll guide you to the right form of Obamacare that you can't afford. Never acknowledging. I mean, this is the thing. You want to talk about an unconscious electorate, much less the people standing up there with him, never acknowledging the fact that the entire system upon which it is based is false medicine. It's right. Dangerous medicine. It's not health care. But you can't argue about that because it's like, no, we're just trying to help you. Don't bring that up, the fact that modern medicine and all of its monopolistic trappings is the number 3, 2, or 1 leading cause of death. Don't say that. We're just trying to help the folks that need medical insurance. Never mind, there are plenty of folks out there that don't want it. They don't want it. And if they were to elect to get it, it would be simply catastrophic health care coverage, which is legitimate in my eyes, as opposed to everything else that's supposedly forced to be to having to be covered. Including the fact that they denied this little girl, pregnant girl, behind Obama today with type 1 diabetes. Why? You don't get type 1 diabetes just because, oh, it's genetic. No, sorry. If it were genetic, there would never be a genetic lineage because you would die before you could.
She needs Obamacare, right?
That
would have solved the problem right there. If she just had Obamacare, she wouldn't have gotten, maybe not pregnant, but I don't know. She wouldn't have gotten type 1.
She wouldn't be alive if it weren't for Obamacare. That's what they're going to stage here. But the reality is, she wouldn't have type 1 diabetes if it weren't for monopoly medicine forcing all these parents or convincing them that they have to vaccinate their children.
That's right.
All right. I'm fired
Obamacare
up.
Obamacare save fainting pregnant women all around the world.
Yeah.
Now, it was strange. We watched that video, and if you watch it, I don't know. Maybe if it was just the angle of the camera or something, but it almost seems literally impossible that there was any way he could have known that she was about to faint. But somehow he suddenly turns around in the nick of time and grabs her arm and saves her from falling over. I've got you. Are you okay?
That's why I spelled it faint, F-E-I-N-T. Faint instead of F-A-I-N-T, because it was a fake out, in my opinion.
Right.
It was an absolute fake out that this was a staged event to get people to go, oh, Obama, he's going to save us. And I'm sorry, folks, this is not... Listen, if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know where I stand on this. If you want to let me know how you stand, where you stand, is the same, different, I don't... Whatever. Let us know. 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. By the way, yesterday's show was awesome. We had a great, great time yesterday. What did we do on the show? I don't even remember, but it was great.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. We took lots of calls. Paul Barrichello was on. We got to talk about my favorite topic of the healing power of water, of course. And, you know, that's always a very exciting thing. You can see that in the show notes today. Also, the GMO, the mini summit coming up on GMOs with Jeffrey Smith and John Robbins and more. So you got four more days to sign up for it, but there's a link in the show notes. You'll see it right there at robertscatbell.com. Very cool stuff as well. And, of course, Dr. Rasha Bitar is going to join us in a little while. It's outside the medicine. No, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Because Ty and Bitar, they have this thing ongoing that any time I think of one, I think of the other. And so it's outside the medicine. It's Advanced Box Monday. What is it? No, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. And we're going to get
there. Listen, Robert.
Yes.
Robert. Let's get back to Sebelius here, because opened up here with Sebelius running away, and it's true. I mean, they're trying to get her to testify in front of Congress to say, what's going on here? What's happening with this website? Are we going towards the end of October, where you guys thought you were going to have, you know, millions of people signed up by now? And, you know, we're trying to find people that have been able to sign up. And you ever, when you go shopping for something, you ever go and look and see what Consumer Reports has to say if you're trying to buy a vacuum?
Or a
microwave. You know, not a microwave, but you know what I'm saying.
We've referenced Consumer Reports over the years. I have access to certain studies that they do even in the supplemental realm. But in fact, this one, they're recommending stay away. Stay away from healthcare.gov.
You're having a problem when Consumer Reports comes out and their rating of your particular item is don't even bother trying.
Yeah. Stay away. That's just like basically Consumer Reports. Run away.
Yeah.
This is what's happening here, and of course, you're not going to be able to sign up, even if you want to, in time. Yes, there are some people within the states that have been able to, through that local exchange, if you will, get signed up for some form of it. But by and large, it's an abject failure, and it's not going to succeed, even if they sign everybody up to be a part of it, because the entire system is bankrupt upon which it is founded. That is the medical monopoly. Now, we have Ted Cruz being interviewed, and some people, and we joked about it on the video. And by the way, the video... within the video is that you can actually see the fainting, and we're commenting on it in the preview of today's show, and that's at RS Bell Media Channel. Also, I've embedded it in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. But we actually have some Ted Cruz stuff going on here, because he was interviewed about Obamacare, because he's at odds with almost the entire Republican Party over this issue. And I happen to like what he's saying about this, and so... the Democrats might think he's the Antichrist, but I think the guy's got some level of principle. No, I don't think he's eligible to be president because he's Canadian, but that's another story. But at the same time, this audio clip is very revealing about where he is versus most of the other Republicans. Go ahead and run the Ted Cruz clip.
Kathleen Sebelius, some of your colleagues are saying she should resign. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely she should resign. Why? Because the program she has implemented, Obamacare, is a disaster. It's not working. It's hurting people all across this country.
But isn't that helping you politically? I mean, isn't that helping you make your point that it's not the right program or policy?
You know, it's interesting, Dana, that point you make, and there's some Republican graybeards in Washington who make the point, let's just let this collapse.
And they think you're stepping on their message.
And then Republicans will benefit. Now, look, I profoundly disagree on their message. I want to step on their message. Number one, you know, I consider that theory the bad Samaritan theory. Basically inflict a bunch of harm on the American people and hope we benefit politically from it. What a terrible, cynical approach. I'm not interested in seeing the American people suffer just because my party might benefit politically if they blame the Democrats for the foolish policies that have been imposed.
Yeah, nibbling around the edges. I mean, that's
important. I like Ted Cruz.
Yeah, this is good. Now, the Democrats, of course, don't, and a lot of Republicans don't. And I don't believe this guy's eligible for president. Okay, I'm just saying that. But at the same time, I do like it. I am not I'm not a guy that says, let's impose the maximum amount of pain just to show them. We'll show them. That is the myth of the limited solution. And that's an article by John Rappaport right now up at the Robert Scott Bell Show website. Scroll down and you'll see it. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday. Give us a call right now, 866-939-2355. Pow! We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The myth of the limited solution. This goes into what we just heard from Ted Cruz, because the Republicans are playing into the myth of the limited solution. No, you can't get rid of Obamacare, but you can chip around the edges and nibble at this, or, you know, but you can't really go to the heart of it. And even Cruz is not going to the heart of it, because, let's face it, not many folks out there really understand what's wrong with health care in America, because it goes back 100-plus years, maybe even before. There's been a battle line drawn. Allopathic medicine against everybody else. Petrochemical patent medicine, Rockefeller Carnegie against everybody else. And that's not considered in any of these discussions of ending Obamacare. Who's calling for freedom? But then again, who's calling for the restoration of sovereignty in our lifetime? And it's not something you have to wait for. It's something that you have to declare, much like we've talked about Rosa Parks declaring, I am not getting up and moving to the back of the bus. You don't wait around for somebody to wave their magic wand and then, Obamacare is gone, or Congress votes it out finally, or the Supreme Court finally says, revenue cannot be started in the Senate. And this could be a tax and it's, so it's unconstitutional. It is, but it doesn't matter. You're volunteering into the system. So you're technically obligated to participate if you're playing in that game, in that sandbox. But the myth of the limited solution says, well, under the circumstances, the only thing we can do now is the little X. That's it. Oh, it's just too far. You can't speak on principles, Ted Cruz, or Ron Paul, or, you know, sometimes Rand Paul. You can't go there. And it's like my friend Sally L. Cordy up in New York. Oh, bring her up. She's calling in right now to 866-939-2355, who says, let's ban vaccines. Don't be nibbling around the edges and say eliminate the so-called pretend mandate. Let's just get rid of them altogether. And then they'll say, Sally, you're asking for too much. No, Sally's asking and demanding and doing what is right, recognizing something evil and saying it needs to be done with, over with, and out. No limited solutions here. Let's get her done. Sally, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much for allowing me to call in again when I have a very serious action. Couldn't be more serious than it is in New York City right now. On Wednesday, there's a hearing. The New York City mayor is calling a hearing to force vaccinate under fives with 2 dangerous vaccines, and that is the flu shot and the pneumococcal shot. So I'm asking everyone kindly, all New Yorkers, this Wednesday, October 23rd, to come to the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Gotham Center, at 4209 28th Street, room 1445 in Long Island City, New York, which is in Queens. Now, you can make an arrangement to speak, and all of Robert Scott Bell's listeners would be very qualified to speak, and I hope you will, by calling Rosalind Winholtz, Secretary to the Board of Health, at 347-396-6078, extension 6116, and ask to speak. I will be speaker number 5, or you can write. You can write to her by Wednesday at resolutioncomments@health.nyc.gov. You can do something no matter where you are. But if you're a New Yorker, I'm saying just show up. Show up in Long Island City at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
You know, you said that health and mental hygiene. I'm thinking if they had any mental hygiene, they would clean themselves of the misinformation in their puny little brains there that vaccines are good medicine. Now would be a good start when they think of mental hygiene, because I think it's oxymoronic when you're dealing with the folks at the mental hygiene place. They don't have any.
Oh, the whole thing is, well, I'm just going to go and tell them what for, you know me. But others will probably talk about, you know, the right not to be vaccinated. I like the right not to be poisoned, you know, so I'm sick to death of it. And to think with the outrageous schedule they already have for toddlers through the age of 5, they want to give this to children of that age to go to daycare or preschool or kindergarten. They're adding to that 49-dose CDC schedule these two mandated ones. This is beyond appalling.
Yeah, well, it's criminal, and I would consider it genocidal, the attack on children up there in New York on this front. Sally, I know we can reach you through the social networks. Is there a best website or a best place to learn more about what you've mentioned today?
Well, sure. Go to International Vaccine Injury Awareness. That's my Facebook page. This is October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. And after this hearing in Long Island City, get there before 10 a.m., we're going to have an awareness raiser at
a comedy show
at Greenwichville.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for all that you do. Check her out. The links are up. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. Be careful what you answer when the government is asking. It could be a trick. A trap! It's a trap! They're coming for you. They're coming for you and your kids if you're not vaccinating or if you're under-vaccinating. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an Oxy Sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need, 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I do not
not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
You know what we gotta do? We gotta call the guy that did Patch Adams. Remember we had the doctor on that wrote the movie Patch Adams?
Yes. I do remember that.
Because there's a patch on that girl that fainted, like, that's bigger than, I don't know, her bicep.
Holy cow, man. Do you see that thing? Have you had a chance to see that yet?
I just saw it. It's like a remote control. You think she says she's like an
Obama
bod?
I mean, listen, we're talking about the fainting woman at the Rose Garden speech this morning. I think it was this morning.
Woozy.
And,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, the lady, she faints, and Obama, you know, turns around in his cape and, you know, flies to the rescue and saves her from falling down and skinning her knee. And, and you know, some people actually had generated some comments on the Facebook. And if you haven't gone to the Facebook, you need to go to the Facebook, Robert Scott Bell. And we're talking about this video, and somebody brought up the thing about she has this patch on the back of her arm. And I'm like, I don't remember seeing a patch. And if you go to the video, and about 42 seconds into the video, she turns around, and on the back of her arm is this huge patch. And, I mean, it's not like a nicotine patch or like a Band-Aid type. No, This thing is huge. It's big and it's wide. It looks like it might be like maybe like 3 inches in diameter, and it's got a giant black square underneath it. And I'm going, what the heck is that? What kind of maybe?
We know Superdon's not a birth control patch if she's really pregnant.
Wow!
But could it be an insulin patch? Maybe it's an insulin patch or it's too much. I don't know. Call us if you have an idea. 866-939-2355. We speculate that this was a staged event. That she, you know, it was a perfect opportunity for Obama to be the savior again here. As I said, I'm not nibbling around the edges of Obamacare. I know some folks will say, listen, it's the only way I can get coverage for pre-existing conditions. But your pre-existing conditions exist primarily because of, not just Obamacare, but of the medical monopoly that preceded it that Republicans endorsed for years, too. So this is not a partisan issue. Being against Obamacare is not racist. Maybe it's monopolist because we are prejudiced against monopolies, right? That's what we're and it, that's an appropriate way to respond to this, to recognize that it's wholesale a failure, even if it succeeds in enrolling a million or 2 million or 500 million, however many they're after. It's a failure because it basically ropes you in through this theoretical mandate to participate in a system of health care that is just as likely to kill you as it could save you. Now, outside of the genuine interventions, we talk about trauma interventions. That's phenomenal. Allopathic medicine shines. But beyond that, of course, we talk with this, you know, with Dr. Bitar, you know, when we go Advanced Medicine Mondays. And we're going to do that today because we got great questions about kidney disease, hematuria, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. And he's on the road, so we got to cover it and get some of your questions answered. Medical stuff we're going to be doing today. So stand by for that. But if you want in on this, I just don't know what to say. Like I said, I sincerely apologize. I mean, we had the idea of having you, Super Don, sign up for Obamacare a few weeks back, and now I'm nervous that they've got your number now, and they're never going to let you go.
Well, you know, I think I was saved by the glitch because they ended up referring me to a local insurance agent because the website just can't do it. And the local insurance agent left me a message yesterday wanting to confirm my appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, now, when you come in, I need you to bring in, you know, your tax filing statements from last year. You need to bring in a sample, a stool sample, and a lock of your hair. And when you take an iris scan, and I'm just like, nah, I think I have to, like, rake the leaves or something, you know, during that time. I'll have to miss it today.
Yeah, well, listen, they want so much information, and some people are reporting the threats of not only being fined, but having basically bank accounts confiscated directly. I mean, they want access to your bank account. Why would they want that? Oh, that's just to help facilitate what? Taking money from you. It's the only reason. I mean, that's the only reason they could argue for. Of course, there are other claims in that regard. But, of course, anytime you give up information, information is valuable. Now, people that pay to get that information, advertisers, et cetera, will, you know, kind of give you stuff for your information because they know it's valuable. When the government takes it, it's only valuable to them, and it's to your detriment. In fact, there's a story here up on Natural News. I believe we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com about the medical establishment now trying to stalk unvaccinated children through this covert survey. So you got to be careful when you fill out any kind of forms with your pediatrician. They actually publish the results in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Pediatrics Journal. And it basically, they're trying to figure out how do we root out these parents who distrust vaccines. And there can be parents who, it's not that they distrust vaccines in general, they're just like, well, I think the schedule might be a little too intense and I'm going to slow it down. Even those parents are targeted by these surveys. This one's called Parent Attitudes About Childhood Vaccines, PACV, given to a group of parents with two-month-old babies. And they're really trying to figure out why you don't trust them anymore. And I'm thinking that it's too late, but I know that if you submit this information, even if you take your baby to a pediatrician, they're in a system that then could claim that baby for their own should they decide that what you're doing is not medical enough.
Well, and it actually goes beyond that, because what happens is and, you know, this is a great article. What they do is they take the results from that PACV survey,
mm-hmm.
and they take the parents who were deemed vaccine hesitant. I love that term. I'm vaccine hesitant.
Yeah, I've got
the they take those people and put them in a new study to determine, and I get this, if an educational intervention using video and written information could change their minds and get them to accept the current vaccination schedules for their children.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, like a re-education camp?
It is. It's re-education by any other name. This is very much like the Soviet system, and yet, if you state those things, our friends on the left who are still die-hard fluoride-induced Obama bots will say, you're just, you know, now you're bringing up the communism card. And granted, I don't claim that Obamacare is communist. I claim it is fascist. It's corporate-owned delivery. Basically, government-corporate incestual relationships to the point where there is no free market, which is what a lot of the people on the left claim destroyed us, when there hasn't been a free market in medicine for, you know, 50, 60 years. And when it was closer to that, health care was actually affordable, and the poorest among us were getting health care through different, let's say, mechanisms, whether it be church-led hospitals or other charity organizations or doctors working in charitable organizations. Now we're learning that hospitals that provide free assistance or charity help are being fined by the system that would bring you so much great medical care. So the intervention, of course, is the problem. And they're doubling and tripling down on the intervention that caused, you know, the initial problem. They're saying we need more of that in order to cure what ails us. Of course, that's the definition of insanity again, which is why I brought up the myth of the limited solution. Because if they, you know, people talk to me and I say, you know, just scrap the whole thing and go back to natural health care, allow all healers to heal, whether they're medical doctors or not. Not that you can hang up a shingle and pretend you're something that you're not, but you may be more capable than most medical doctors to bring healing to the people that need it. And they're not now allowed to do so. They're actually, with a police state, forced to go underground, if they exist at all. And in this way, somebody would say to me, well, Robert, you're not very realistic if your argument is just to scrap it and allow everybody to hang a shingle and be a healer. Well, your argument for more intervention of the medical marketplace through corporate fascism and pharmaceutical industrial complex edicts, that's going to work? How has that been working over the last 100 years? With every step more in that direction, you become more a medical slave. You lose any perception of real liberty, except that they say, well, I'm free because they said I'm free. And it ain't the same, because you try to heal cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Doctors have tried this. They've been arrested. They've lost their licenses. Those that have no licenses to begin with and don't want one, they're charged with a crime of practicing medicine without a license, even though what they do does not require license. As I've said so many times over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, stop asking for permission where none is required. And there you've got the starting point for recovery. Rosa Parks didn't ask permission to stay in her seat. She says, no, I'm not getting up and going to the back. But my argument goes a number of steps further. No matter what skin color you have, don't get on the Obamacare bus. But then they'll fine you. Well, let them try. The whole system is going to collapse. You're not, even if you try to sign up, there'll be a fraction of you that might get to it through a state exchange. But even signing up is no guarantee that you're going to get anything but more problems, because the mandates are going to come down further and more furiously on those of you who are questioning the vaccines. And they want to know who you are so they can target you for re-education and indoctrination camps. That is not an American principle. It's a current American principle for most Americans who are on drugs or perceive that they need to be on more drugs because that's their only salvation, as Obama reaches around to get the patched-up woman with diabetes type 1 and pregnant and claiming that he will save her because he says he will save her. He doesn't even have any idea why she has. In fact, the vast majority of the medical profession that is institutionalized further by Obamacare doesn't have a clue as to why they're getting type 1 diabetes and other autoimmune diseases. We know why here, and we talk about it here regularly with the good docs and non-docs alike that know that. That's why we got Dr. Batar. That's why yesterday we had Dr. Nick Gonzalez on. You got to listen to Sunday's archive show. It's awesome what we're able to cover. And we're going to be getting together in Atlanta for the Wise Traditions and Healing Conference. That'll be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of November in Atlanta. Also, Dr. Batar will be out there the 7th and 8th, I believe, in Bremen, Georgia, along with Liam Sheff for another event. Those are all listed in today's show notes, including my November 6th lecture in Seattle at Vitamin Life, and then the lecture later in November on the 22nd back at the Windhorse Theater. We must come together, be willing to come out of your shell and meet one another and learn that there's a whole other realm to healing that is completely devoid of any relationship with anything that smacks of government intervention, Obamacare, or anything less. And the people are getting well. We feature them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know about them. We're writing about them over at naturalnews.com. The Health Ranger's been spotlighting it. And we're going to continue to rock it like nowhere else in broadcast media. So stand by for that and a whole lot more. Advanced Medicine Monday today.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, man. What's up?
How about a moment of duh next?
All right. We'll lighten the mood with a moment of
duh. Let's
do it. It's so duh, I don't even know it yet. We're going to figure it out on the break. Get ready for the moment of mystery duh on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You have one more segment to get a hold of us right now, 866-939-2355. I don't think I'll be able to take calls with Dr. Bittar next hour. So don't worry. We got lots of healing to go. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends and share the video previews with Super Don. They're awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes, and for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago.
LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Woolly afternoon here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The fainting woman behind Obama, saved by Obama, or somehow, I've got you. Has Obama got you? That's the question. There's an image up there at the Robert Scott Bell Show website. You can check it out, including the links to the previews. Each and every day, Super Don and I can actually give you a visual cue into what we do in prepping for the show each day. So RS Bell Media Channel is where you get that, and that's on YouTube or through the show notes. But spread the word. Spread the happy videos. And, of course, science on our minds. Of course, we're doing some advanced medicine next hour. We're going to answer your questions about chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, kidney disease, and a gastroenterologist who has finally seen the light. So stand by for that. That's going to be cool. Now, activity. Are you living a sedentary life? There are those that, you know, somehow figure out that exercise is actually good for them, right? And they start, you know, moving their body, shake that body, move that body. But there are those that take it to extremes, to the point of danger. Danger Will Robinson, too much activity. And then there's science to show maybe you should be doing something if you want to live while you're doing that activity. And guess what, folks? My friends, that leads to today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by Fidipides, who dropped dead after the marathon. And we don't want you to drop dead like Fidipides. You know Fidipides. He was the one that didn't he run the marathon? No, I don't know.
Historian. All right, anyway.
Get our historian Liam on here, maybe tomorrow. Dietitians are offering last-minute training tips, and they're actually saying this. This is the moment of God. Healthy eating can help marathoners cross the finish line. Yes! Well,
I thought it was Twinkies.
Twinkies are going to make you go, go, go. I mean, drop. Listen, yeah. I am not a fan of these marathons and ultramarathons. I know some folks do it, and they love it, and it gives their endorphin high and such, but if you really don't know how to manage nutritionally to do those things, you could, like Jim Fix, the runner of the 1970s, drop dead of cardiovascular event failure.
Well, and, you know, listen, with these moments of dough, with this dang website, healthfinder.gov,
right.
Which isn't obviously much different than healthcare.gov because they both suck and they both don't work.
But they give us lots of good material.
It's like, you know, the information in general is good when you get into the article, but they dumb down these headlines. It's like they're trying to make this easy to read for third graders. And I don't understand it. Why they put these types of headlines? Does it really take a rocket scientist to know that eating healthy will help you finish a marathon.
Marathon, I mean, right.
As opposed to what?
Now listen, if you need that kind of help from HealthFinder.gov, then you're one of the candidates for Obamacare. Go ahead and try to sign up.
No wonder you're trying to sign up for Obamacare.
Got nothing I can say to help you. Now, to counteract that, of course, on Natural News, there was an article that was published just yesterday by Nate Curtis about dropping dead. Marathons can be bad for your heart. And this is because of the mineral imbalances that occur, the electrolytic imbalances, and it's all electrical activity with the heart. And you could just rob your body of minerals by pushing your body beyond its limits. So it's going to be very important for you to do things to activate the oxidation, antioxidant system, if you will, and make sure those minerals are present, those trace elements are present. And, of course, hydrating. And, we talked yesterday about water, H2O, dihydrogen monoxide, taking it into a microclustering perspective so that you actually can get the water into the cells for flushing of the metabolic waste that will build up in extremely high levels because you're burning. It's the waste coming out. We got to cleanse it out. So for me, getting the microclustered water is going to be so very important. So if you're going to run a marathon, I'd have somebody going with you with the water. You can make it home if you go to robertswater.com. Check that out. Download the free ebook. You'll learn how to do that. Also, the ASEA is great because it activates all of your antioxidants, takes them up 50 times, 50 notches higher. But, of course, you want to make sure you have adequate selenium and chromium and remember silica to establish strength and integrity with the connective tissue that is really pushed to the limits and extremes with these extreme races and marathons and things. So that's another aspect to this. But, yes, thank you, HealthFinder.gov, telling us, eating healthy might help you survive a marathon. That's why we have moments of God. Well, Super Don, another great hour under our belt. We've got Dr. Rashi Batar. He's on the road again, but he's going to be here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, each and every Monday with Dr. Batar, Wednesdays, Ty Bollinger, we go outside the box. Fridays, Dr. King and the Healing Revolution, and everything in between. We got Jesse Ventura scheduled this week. Tell your friends. Come to robertscadbell.com and be reminded that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.